the Bible tells us that we should rejoice always, not sometime. And the mistake that we make, Diana, is we only rejoice when something good happened to us. You know, that, ooh, you don't have to beg us to rejoice. Ooh, something good happened. Mm-hmm. We're going to rejoice. But the Bible says we ought to what? Rejoice how?
Always.
So this is a day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what your day is like today. Make a quality decision to rejoice in the Lord. Not rejoice in the bad circumstances, but rejoice in the Lord that he will take you through it. Yes.
Find joy again. Return to the joy of your salvation. We're continuing the teaching all this week, the evidence of a fruitful life. And if we don't see fruit in our life, there is something that is missing. So maybe we are living according to the flesh.
Aha. I like that opening, Dan. Mm-hmm. Oh, this all of you are listening, and this Monday morning, just tune in. This is so awesome. Hear the opening statement. If you are not experiencing fruit in your life, then something is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Something is not right. Why? John chapter 15 says, Jesus says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. You are the branches. So how could you not bear fruit if you are in him? Okay? Oh, this can preach that. Yeah. And you open it and says, then check something here. If you're not bearing fruit, you live in according to the flesh and not according to the word. Okay? So what? Because Jesus already declared that he's a living word.
Yeah.
And if you hook up in that, you have to bear fruit. It's impossible not to bear fruit. Because Jesus declared already that is undisputable statement that he is the living word. Mm-hmm. And from him, we are anchored into that. That's what he says. I am the vine and the true one.
Mm-hmm.
The true one now. And any branch in me that does not bear fruit is a result that you are living according to the flesh. Mm-hmm. All right.
In verse 5 of John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Okay, go ahead, Dad.
So if we find ourselves in nothing, it's because we are outside of him.
And so we are living in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So get that. We want to lay that foundation. So you know, it's either you are in him, abiding in him, and you're going to bear fruit, or you are outside of him, and you're not bearing fruit. And if you're outside of him, it means you're living your life in the flesh.
And earlier this year, Pastor was teaching on life in the spirit. So we went all through the comparison of the flesh and being in the spirit. So if we're not bearing fruit, it's because we're operating in the flesh.
Yes.
It's a disqualifier. So we must live in the spirit, which is the qualifier.
Come on.
We are qualified through Jesus Christ to be able to bear fruit. So what is living life in the flesh? What does that mean? It's living according to our own desires. So outside of the principles of God. So
yes.
Our governance is not God.
Yes.
When we're living in the flesh, our governance is our mind, what we feel like, what we think, the opinions of others, the traditions of the world. That's living in the flesh.
And I like that explanation, because we need to have total understanding of terminology that we use in the Christian environment or in the church, you know, whichever one we choose, the Christian environment or the church, which is the environment of the Christian. We're a Christian assembly. And so we use a lot of terminology in there. And so sometimes we just hear the word and we assume. So here we are. We do not come on this radio show for you to assume anything. We want to teach you what it is, what the word says, and how you can access the reality of the word. You can only access it when you have full understanding. Go ahead.
Yeah, and a lot of times when we think of operating in the flesh, we only think of like fleshly desires, things that please the flesh. But it also is characteristic of the mind.
Yes.
So it's not just things that bring pleasure, physical pleasure. It is also things in our mindset when we are not operating according to the principles of God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 4 and 5, it tells us that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So it's bringing in now the concept of our mindset, not just physical gratification, but where is our mind set?
Okay. So we need to stay with that. It gives us the analogy or the distinction between two, the flesh and the spirit, right? The Bible just gives us there. So we have to look at it. It says, here is reality. The flesh is real. The spirit is real. And it tells us now that the flesh is the operation of our behavior, how we behave according to our mind. Okay. All right. So that's the flesh. The desire coming from my mind. The desire coming from where? My mind. And the desire is not coming from the spirit. So when my desire is coming from the spirit, then I am operating according to the Spirit. When the desire that I have is coming from my mind, I'm operating outside of the boundary of the Spirit. And so now I'm doing the will of the flesh. Okay? I think I'm trying to explain it very well so we know.
So how do we test it?
Yeah.
We have to test it by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Does the thought line up with the principles of God, or does it line up with the principles of the earth? Which system does the thought align with? And if we are operating in the spirit, as soon as we go through, a thought comes to our mind, we're going to go through this process to discern. The Bible tells us to test the spirits. We're going to say, okay, where did this thought come from? Did this thought come from God? Is this a principle of God? Or did this thought come from the enemy? Did it come from a desire of the flesh? Where did it come from? So we have to be able to discern, because we all have voices in our head that are talking to us, and they all sound like our voice. But really, they're coming from either God, the devil, or just our own life experiences.
Yes.
So we have to be able to discern who is speaking, who is the prominent voice. So if our flesh is saying to do something, or can we snap back with the Word of God and come into obedience to the Word, or are we just going to sway in the direction of our flesh?
So the system of God, let me piggyback on what you just say. Yeah. There's a system of God. And what is the system of God? The kingdom of God. There's a system of God, which is the kingdom of God. There's a system of the world, which is the way the world set up economically, politically, socially. Okay? So there is a system that sets up for us, and we live in a world where these two systems rule. And as I'm teaching here this morning, I remember Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. It's different. So the kingdom of God, which is a system of God, and I'm going to do a whole teaching maybe next year on this, the kingdom of God, you know, which is the system of God, how God rule and operate, is completely different from the system of the world, which is run by who? Man. Mm-hmm. It's manipulated by man. Mm-hmm. Everything is governed by man. This is the way man rules. This is the way man behaves. This is the way a man act. Okay? So you can pick it up there. You can continue.
Going down into verse 6 of Romans chapter 8, it tells us, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So we have to make a conscious decision, a quality decision of where we're going to set our mind when it comes to making decisions, when it comes to navigating life. Are we coming in alignment with the principles of God, or are we coming in alignment with the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the things of the earth, the systems of the earth? Because the systems of God don't make sense to the wisdom of the world. But the wisdom that is from above in James, it tells us that it far exceeds, it produces more than the wisdom from the world. In the book of James, it gives the comparison of earthly wisdom, which it says is sensual, it's demonic. But then there's a wisdom from above that we have access through the mind of Christ that we're able to obtain, to be able to operate, be able to seek counsel within wisdom from above, to be able to navigate and bring forth the kingdom of heaven into the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. So we have to make sure that we are clearly navigating and discerning the voices, the things that are competing for our attention, and make sure that we are in alignment with what God says. Because the way of God, to be spiritually minded, is life and peace. So we must set our mind on things that are above. Make your day count. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.